Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It is Wednesday, which means our dear friend, Donnie Meacham from OKMagazine.com in LA joins us. Donnie, are you there?
Hello, hello, hello. Oh, it's so warm here where the other cut is freezing. I love it.
Freezing in New York.
I know. My friends send me like the weather on their phone and I'm like, oh, I'm in a little Speedo and a tank top.
Thought of it. I'm glad you're out there. So we've got a ton of gossip to get to today, but let's have a moment of mourning my book today. So I was meant to be taping Dr. Oz today, Wednesday, to plug my book for the Christmas holidays. Guess what happened 2 days ago? I got postponed because the doctor was suddenly busy. Now I know why. He's just announced he's running for Senate. So I get it. Although I don't think Dr. Oz's political career should impact my book. What do you think? Very selfish.
No. Can you do a talk show and be a senator at the same time?
I don't think you can. Although who knows nowadays? Who knows what you can do and be in the government as well? Don't feel too bad for me. I think it'll get rescheduled. Hey, let's jump into the show because do you know what time it is, my friends? It is tea time. Big story at the top of the show. Bethany Frankel and her ex Jason Hoppy are still battling over her daughter. So nearly 9 years. Let's say that again. Nearly 9 years. I think I can say that's nearly a decade after they called it quits. And some 11 months. We can say that's a year. After finalising their divorce, Bethany and Jason are still battling in the courts over child custody. So Page Six were the first to report that the former Real Housewife and the businessman are set to appear in a New York court on December 8th. What do you think's going on, Tommy?
Now, these kids, first of all, the daughter, she's 11. So we got to, she's really going to be 18 by the time they hash out a court thing. But that's the thing. It's what are they wanting? It's, let's be real. My parents grew up, we had divorced. 50-50, I think, is fair. Mm-hmm. I think, especially if he is a good dad. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Bethany is a good mom. Mm-hmm. And so I think they just really need to, for the daughter's sake, you've got to get this over with.
Got to get it together. So in 2014, the couple were granted joint custody, 50-50. Although Bethany, of course she did. She went back to court 3 years later because she wanted sole custody, although he had been a little bit shady, so we'll give Bethany that. Now it's not known if next Monday, if the hearing has something to do with that. And clearly it does. Her rep is not responding. The two of them first met in 2008, fell in love. He proposed to her on reality TV. Of course he did. Then it ended and it got really, 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 really nasty, nasty, nasty. Now they're still fighting over their daughter. Insiders tell me this is not really about the kids. It sort of never is it? It's about the parents. And these two just don't like each other. They do not see eye to eye. In fact, they don't see anything about one another at all. They're absolutely at war. As we know from watching Bethany on the reality show and knowing her a little bit in real life, Bethany can be a tough, tough girl. And Jason, too, is fighting back as well. So the daughter, you're right, is now 11 years old. She's aware of what's going on. I saw her recently at Radio City. They had their big opening night for the Rockettes and the press were invited and celebrities. Bethany was there with Bryn. They both looked absolutely lovely together. I was surprised that Bethany did allow photographs, though, of her daughter. Remember when she was very shy about her daughter? I think that was Jason. Jason did not want Bryn on any of Bethany's reality shows. There have been lots and lots of them. He kept her off the shows. But now that she's 11 and maybe now Bethany has full custody, we don't know. She is popping up a little bit. But it brings us to our poll question of the day. Bethany Frankel and Jason Hoppy are still battling in the courts over their daughter. Will these two ever stop fighting? Will they just ever stop fighting? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. Leave a comment there and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Donnie Love, what are you working on?
This is truly, it's a very sad story. It's Travis Scott's, his offer to pay for 9-year-old victim's funeral, it was denied by the family. So We all know about the Astro World thing. Well, now it's 10 people have died. So Travis Scott afterwards came out and said, I will pay for all funeral costs for everybody, which was a very nice thing to do. Well, 9-year-old Ezra, who died after he suffered injuries after the Astro World, he died on November 14th after he was placed in a medically induced coma. Well, his parents have actually come out and said they're denying the offer of Travis Scott to pay for the funeral cost. And they're basically saying, yes, he feels remorse, but he also has to face some responsibility that his actions caused the death of this little boy. It's actually really sad here. And I'm a little torn about it because this is going to be expensive for these parents, and they're definitely in their feelings, and they have the right to feel this way right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel for the parents here. They added, quote, with all due respect, no, this isn't a photo op story here. This is about who's responsible and why this type of investigation has to happen. And he's on the short list of people that need to be investigated. This is just heartbreaking. And the story's going to keep going on as lawsuits now file up. Hey, moving along, Kate Middleton has invited the ITV to a big event she's throwing, and she's snubbed the BBC. So the ITV is like NBC or ABC. The BBC is the official channel in Great Britain. And so Kensington Palace has confirmed that Kate Middleton will host a holiday carol concert in Westminster Abbey to honour the heroes of the pandemic. However, the royal couple have snubbed the BBC following a very controversial documentary they aired about the two princes. This is wild. This seems like if you do something we don't like, then we're not going to invite you to something you want to go to. In previous years, this has been televised by the BBC, and sources who work for the ITV said they were not aware they were going to get the concert until the very last minute, which really is a little bit suspicious. It's like if you're invited to a wedding 2 days before, you know somebody cancelled or they had extra room. And so the ITV network knows something's up here. They're thrilled to have it. It's going to be a huge ratings, a huge big event. What do you think about this, Donny? If people don't do you right, do you snub them?
I think this is hilarious because here in America, and I'm assuming over there too, we have networks that do lean a specific way, and some are a little nicer than others. So I find it funny that the Palace has now, especially from Kate Middleton, because she's really been the neutral one. And for her to come out and be like, no, I'm going to snub the BBC, is actually kind of fabulous.
It's kind of fabulous. Like, I'm not a big vengeance guy. I really try not to hold onto a grudge. And if you upset me, I, as they say, I will show you my other cheek, both on my face and my bottom. I'm not that guy. I'm just not that guy. I forget who I fell out with all the time. I'm too lazy, basically, to have a grudge. Now, Donny, you on the other hand.
The BBC would never be invited to a letter opening at the Palace.
Never. Don't upset Donny Beecham, BBC. What's going on with Demi Lovato?
Well, Demi Lovato, they are hoping to heal their inner child. And I kind of love this because, you know, they opened up to fans about the importance of giving yourself grace. You know, they shared a screenshot showing a smiling childhood photo of the future star. So basically looking back on the younger years and said, this is my new background until I feel I've healed my inner child enough to change it. Ooh. It's a great constant reminder that I should only speak to myself with little Demi in mind. Only love and healing words. This is beautiful. It's a lot about what you talk about, how we got to be nice to ourselves.
Yeah, and a lot of damage is caused when we're children. We still have those scars, that trauma that we carry around all the time. I often think, what would I say to little Robert? What would I say to that young, scared kid? And I think if you have a conversation with your younger self, then it really is healing. It has been for me. Writing my book, The Forward Answer, I had to really confront my past. Wounds that I didn't even know I had to heal, particularly with my arm. My arm has been damaged basically since the day I was born, and so I've never known life without a damaged arm. However, there is still a lot of trauma that I carried because of that, being disabled, people making fun of me. And I really had to come to grips with it and to really process it. And so, Demi, I think this is so powerful. Have a younger picture of yourself. Look at that younger kid and be kind to that kid who is now you. Donny, you've learned to be kind to yourself, or it's a battle that you are hopefully winning now, or at least waging.
Yes, definitely now. As a kid, I was not nice to myself. And I agree that too. I go back and I'm just looking. I'm like, oh, I wish I could just shake little Donnie and be like, be fabulous. Do not be afraid to be fabulous.
Yes, be fabulous. I had a text conversation earlier today with Miss D, who has made a big decision just to go for it. And Miss D has been a very scared person for a very long time. In fact, Miss D really kind of enjoys being in the shadows somewhat. And today she just texted me and she said, it's time. And I'm not sure what happened. We'll talk about it next week on the show if she wants to. But something just happened today. And she said, it's time. Everybody, find a picture of yourself as a young child. Look at that picture and say, it is your time. Quickly, before we get a break, Brittany is revealing that she's finally on the right medication. So she revealed to her millions of followers that she's on the right medication after ending her conservatorship for the last 13 years. She wrote, quote, that beautiful, nice and warm fuzzy feeling, Brittany, we know what you're saying, fuzzy feeling when you are waiting patiently for 13 years to be able to live your life however you choose, and it's finally here. She also added that, quote, and you might be surprised because my prayers are pretty damn powerful, especially when you're on the right medication. Just a month ago, I love to hear this. I love to hear that Brittany is still looking after herself. Obviously, ending the conservatorship is not a magic bullet to happiness. There's still a lot of work she's got to do. Brittany is still taking advice from her doctors, which I think is just brilliant, brilliant too. She's not running through the future with rose-colored glasses. She knows still she's going to need some help. And I love that she's found the right amount. What do you think, Donna?
I think this is beautiful, and I'm so happy for her. But it just goes to beg the question, was she given the wrong medication all these years? Were they not actively helping her out? I feel so bad for this woman, but I'm also so happy that, you know, I've been on antidepressants for a while. And once you find the right one, it does help your entire life.
Oh, I'm a huge believer. Better life through medicine, do it. If there is a pill out there that is going to help you get through this really tough world that we live in, then do it. Don't over-prescribe them, and certainly don't use them as an escape. But there's certainly wonderful, wonderful medical procedures, medical help out there. And if you can find the right one for you, there is no shame in it. And the fact Brittany is talking about this, it just goes to prove how grown up and how responsible she is, and how she doesn't need a conservatorship. Brittany is not running naked through the streets, flushing her medication down the toilet. She's been really, really responsible. And it's lovely to see all this come together. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, with our dear friend Donnie Meacham from OakCapeMagazine.com. Hey, Donnie, let's get to the polls.
Da, 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 da.
Thank you, darling. Yesterday, we talked about Chris Cuomo from CNN, who didn't want the help of Alec Baldwin to defend his very troubled brother, the former governor of New York. Our question was, would Alec's support actually help or hurt? Let's have a look. Wow. 86% said it would hurt. Donnie, have you ever had a friend out there with good intentions who wanted to help you? It might be me. And has only ended up hurting.
Oh, absolutely. We all have that friend who's like, I don't know if you're the most popular person who I want backing me up in this situation. But I think we do have to remember that Alec, though, all this was before the Russ shooting, right, when his brother was going to the pub. I wouldn't want Alec's support now.
No, stay as far away from me as possible. Though. He was always controversial. He always had his his friends and his enemies. So I do understand how it might be better to just, like, say nothing. But it is interesting. I'm convinced to this day that our old friend Taylor is not talking to you, Donnie, because of me. I really believe it. I'm sorry about it.
Could be.
I'm absolutely convinced that you becoming so fabulous and doing this podcast and going to LA and getting a job that I helped you get. I think she's just furious with it. It just goes to show you. You try to do something nice and maybe it's better to not do anything at all. Okay, moving along, I can see you don't want to talk about it. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results, and now it's time for our nicest of the day.
I think this is what we can all agree on. We all love us some Adele. Well, she has announced she has a Las Vegas residency starting in January, which, scary enough, January is just a month away, you guys. Oh, like, literally right down the street. It's going to be called Weekends with Adele. She'll be performing two shows each weekend from January through Saturday, April 16th, for a total of 12 weeks. If you are in Vegas, go see this woman. I feel like this show is going to be brilliant. This is Celine Dion type level performance here.
Yes, and she's playing the room that was built for Celine, the Coliseum. It holds over 4,000 people. I've been there a couple of times. It's surprisingly intimate for such a big space, which will be perfect for her famously chatty concerts, as well as singing. She loves to talk to the audience. This is going to be amazing. You know they threw Adele a lot of money to do this, don't they?
Millions.
This is not Donnie and Marie's contract. This is
not Donnie and Rob Chute's contract.
That's all right. This is money, our nicest of the day. And now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty. Miley Cyrus, thank you, Donnie. Miley Cyrus and Pete Davidson are set to host the all-new New Year's Eve special on NBC. So bye-bye, Carson Daly. Hello, Miley and Pete. The reason this is the naughtiest is that Pete now has given his girlfriend, Kim Kardashian, a dilemma. Does Kim appear on her boyfriend show on NBC, or is she loyal to her old business partner, Ryan Seacrest, who hosts ABC? Donnie, you play the role of Kim. Who are you picking? Are you going to pick Pete, your boyfriend, or Ryan, who worked with you to make you into a reality star?
Well, Ryan made me billions of dollars, and Pete is only my fling for a couple days. Might not even make it to the New Year's. Ryan, baby, I'll see you on ABC, honey.
I think you might be right, our naughtiest of the day. And now it's time for a moment of Rob.
You get a Rob.
Thank you, Donnie. The only person that has 100% of all the information about everything that's going on in our lives is ourselves. It's you. You're the only person that knows 100% of what's going on in your life, which is why you're the best person to know what's best for you. You are always going to have somebody say something about you. And get this, the more successful you become, the more opinions you're going to get. My point is that you can't get away from opinions, but you can stop them from influencing your life. An opinion is not a fact. Let me say that one more time. An opinion is not a fact.
I think it's brilliant, and I think that is beautiful words to live by, because a lot of times out there, people can start rumors about you, or they can think things about you, and you're like, no, I'm the only person who knows that I am kind, right, and I am caring, and I am truthful, and I'm there for you. And so it's your opinion that matters.
Yes. And be careful when you ask people for their opinions, because they might not give you the one you want. Remember, though, their opinion is just their opinion. Don't do anything that you do not feel comfortable with. The only person that knows 100% of the information about your life is you. Hey, one thing I know 100% about is we ran out of time. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Donnie Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen, and leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.